Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante and with Thomas Frank Carr. And it's quarter number three, and that means it's time to Ask T. Frank. This is where we have T. Frank answer your Penn State football or recruiting questions. And if you want to submit your question, download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask T. Frank button there. T. Frank, sir, are you ready for the questions?
Lay them on me.
All right. Let's get this one out of the way. This is my buddy Steve from Potomac. And I'm just going to warn you, Steve is the guy who always has an issue with James Franklin and Sean Clifford. All right? So we'll start with that.
Fun.
Steve says, how fragmented is the fan base on the direction of Penn State under James Franklin? And then he puts in a little note, Jim knows my thoughts. Believe me, I do know Steve's thoughts. So how fragmented is the fan base, T. Frank?
You know, I don't know what to do with this particular thing because we've talked about this before, you and I, either off the air or on the air, of like, how much weight do you give people that say things loudly on the internet? And Steve is an active participant of the show, and we love people participating in the conversation. But the reality is the majority of people don't. And the people that are passionate and that are that want to be part of the conversation and that love sports talk, they are the ones that engage. So does the whole fan base have this opinion that it is fractured? Or do most people go, I don't know, and then they throw out some vague generality about what they don't know, you know, or the easy answer that they hear from some source that they like and trust? So I don't really know the answer. I would say it seems very fractured. And Steve, you are leading the charge down the middle to create said fracture. But all that changes with a good season. All of that changes with a good season, except for the people that just want to be right, and they won't accept the other side of the coin no matter what. So James Franklin lucks into a good year versus James Franklin is more of what he was over the last two seasons than he was previously. I know that people don't want to hear this, but when it comes to the actual outcome of 2020, I don't pin that on James Franklin. There's so much crap going on in 2020, and I hear you. Other places had to deal with it, blah, blah, blah. Yes, that team didn't play together until the first week of the season. They never practiced together. Parker Washington didn't catch footballs from Sean Clifford until a week before the season. All of your intangibles, all the things you want to point to about football and camaraderie, they had none of those things. Penn State lost their mojo that year. And I would say in 2021, they kind of struggled to get it back after they got hit in the mouth at Iowa. So, yeah, that's to me where the evaluation of James Franklin picks up again is in 2021, and it was not good. But to like I get this all the time of like they are 12-11 or whatever the number is over the last two seasons, and I just kind of I don't see it that way. When I get down into the weeds and I look at all the factors and I know what's going on, I have a hard time holding this stone mill over James Franklin's head about 2020.
And I think we also have to realize as fans, like James Franklin or not, he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
be aware of that. Let's go next to
it's a
Alan
millstone, in not a stone mill. By the way. Sorry, continue.
Okay. Self-correcting, T. Frank. Very good. Alan in Raleigh, North Carolina says, do you think there's still an opportunity to get good players from the portal after spring practice? It feels like Penn State didn't do enough in the portal.
Yes. This is kind of, I even differ from some of my colleagues at Blue White Illustrated about this, of you missed the first round, I understand, but there were not. So the two defensive ends that we talked about earlier in the show from North Texas, those guys did not enter the portal until recently. So this is a very long timeline. And I understand they're not going to be on campus to get through the strength program in the winter. That is a hurdle. So you're not going to get the same circumstances and situations that produced Arnold Ebiketie last year. But it doesn't mean that you can't get players and you can't get good players, because guys are making decisions at different times, and not all of them that went into the portal on November 27th were a fit for Penn State, or Penn State wasn't ready to make those decisions based on their desire to do some background on players. So I believe that we're going to hear more news from the portal, and maybe it's not actionable until the spring when they can get here. But, yeah, we're going to see more activity in the portal for sure, both out of the program and especially into the program. So Penn State's not done, and it will be key for them to get some of these guys, because I believe that these guys are going to be good. There are still quality targets out there. They got to hit on these ones.
All right, let's go to Anthony in New Jersey, who says, "Hey, T. Frank, love your analysis. Beyond the obvious guys like Nick Singleton, Aller, Sutton, Saunders, who should fans be excited about in the 22 class?"
I have a lot of players that I really like. We talked about Zane Durant, who is one of the guys I would have said earlier, but we talked about him already. Cam Miller. I don't even have a really great feel for him because he played quarterback his junior season. Switched to a new school in Florida and then played corner, where he's going to play at the next level. Great athlete. Just a really good athlete. But, you know, I think he's going to take some time to develop at the position because he's rather new to it. Two other guys that I absolutely loved their film, KJ Winston and Christian Driver, both safeties. I think these guys are special football players. Football players. Winston, we'll see what his high-end athleticism is, but I think his quickness and his burst are good. It's just about his long speed and his intelligence and his vision for the field is it's better than Christian Driver's, which his dad's an NFL player, and that's just astounding. And Christian is, I think, a little bit better of an overall athlete, but is also really smart, really aggressive, really good football player. So I really like those guys. I think that they're going to be contributors to this team at some point. So those would be the guys I would point to in this class that I think are a little underrated, a little bit of a hidden gem. I don't know people's opinion on Abdul Carter, because he's always the guy that people say is underrated. So I think he might be properly rated now, but he would be another guy if he was underrated for you.
While we're talking about these guys, what about Keon Wiley? I've heard some good things about him.
It's just a projection because, I liked what I saw from him in his movement skills and his at the Under Armour All-America Bowl. He played every single linebacker position. He was out in the flat as a Sam. He played Mike linebacker. He played Will. And I thought he looked like he could play any of those positions. It just is going to come down to his ability playing coverage, because he came downhill on a couple of plays, and because he's a former defensive end, it was laughable watching those linemen try to block him. Like he had that Micah Parsons-like ability to shed blocks in the run game. But what does he do in space? His athleticism in space, that's going to be the biggest thing. Is, you know, that was the next step for Parsons as an athlete, was he was just unreal. I mean, you saw him guarding a slot receiver down the football field in the NFL this past season. That's what he's capable of the whole time. I don't know what Keon Wiley, where in the world does he land on that frame? He's a good athlete, but where does he land there? And how long does it take him to learn coverage and playing in space and all those things? Because this is not anything shocking to say. He doesn't have Micah Parsons-like athleticism to make up for his mental mistakes. So that's going to be the question, is how he lands on that spectrum. He's a good prospect as a box linebacker, though.
Who does have that kind of athletic ability like Micah Parsons, right?
Yeah, nobody.
Just an incredible player. All right, let's go with Brad in Perkasie, who starts by saying, "T. Frank, how many of the Penn State players do you think do yoga?"
This is a great question.
Well, he does have a second question. We'll let you hit that also. But secondly, have you looked at Matthias Barnwell tape as a defensive line prospect?
Yeah.
If so, what do you think is his greatest upside?
So the ones that have told us to our, you know, that have mentioned that they do yoga, former running back Noah Cain does yoga. Caden Wallace, I talked to him at the Bowl Media Day, he does yoga. And Sean Clifford, they all do yoga. So yeah, it became an underground thing this past season with the Penn State team. And I asked Caden, like, is this something you guys talk about, or is it just what you guys do? And he's like, yeah, we just kind of all pick it up individually. And for a football player, it's great because You don't want to get too hyped. I know what football feels like in the moment for fans and what it looks like on the field when you make a big play, but you've got to be locked in mentally. You've got to be in that zen-like state between, you know, that balance between serenity and rage. You've got to find that balance, and yoga gives you balance, literally and metaphorically. And for Sean Clifford, being able to clear his mind and play in the moment, I think that's a good thing for him as well, but you have to be able to translate those things from the field. From flexibility to all of the mental things in yoga. Like, I am becoming a big supporter of this for football players because I've always been about flexibility anyway, but the added benefits are I think, tangible and real. I mean, it goes back to what Lin Swan was about. He did ballet as a kid. And you could see the physical translation of non-standard activities to football. Of control in the air and knowing where your feet are in space and all that stuff. It's not a crazy idea. But as far as Barnwell as a defensive tackle, yes. He played defensive tackle during his junior season, and he was exceptional at it. He played three technique. He was aggressive. He's hard to block. He's a great athlete for his size, and I think he's coming to terms with his size. He clearly wants to be a skill position player. He wants to be a defensive end. He wants to be a tight end. He wants to be on center stage. But as a three technique, if you're a great one, you're one of the most important players in football. And I think that that's a thing he can be.
Let's sneak one more in here. Jack from Dallas, PA says, Penn State hosted a lot of recruits over the last several weekends. Do you get the sense that despite the record the last 2 years, there's still some recruiting momentum going on, especially after the 22 class that they brought in?
Could you repeat the first part of the question? I was writing Jack's name down.
Okay. Jack said Penn State hosted a lot of impressive recruits over the last several weekends.
Yep.
You get the sense that they're still continuing that momentum of recruiting that they started last year.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Now, a lot of those players, some of those top-end players, probably would be turned off by a third bad season. But, you know, it's always more than about the winning and the losing. It's about everything. And that's what James Franklin has been railing about when it comes to facilities and it comes to, you know, the support of the program of being competing at the highest level. Because some players are going to think that getting to the NFL means having elite nutrition and weightlifting facilities and rehab and all of those things. Some players are going to be all about the NIL. Some players are going to be all about, you know, the family environment. Penn State is pushing heavily this offseason, family education, getting to the next level, but being prepared for life after football in general. So, you know, it's about having every quiver every arrow in your quiver when you want to recruit a kid. And their position coaches are doing a great job of getting these guys interested in the program. James Franklin is doing a great job of selling the program as a whole and their role in it. So it's just going to be about landing the plane and whatever it takes to put you over the edge with a Jason Moore or a Nicholas Harbor or any of those guys is really what's going to determine their success, and we'll see. But they have great momentum. Yes, absolutely.
We need a winner, T-Frank.
Let's go with Anthony in New Jersey about underrated players in the class.
All right, very good. That is it for quarter number three. And as T-Frank, stick around. Quarter number four, we're going to talk recruiting. Stick with us.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.